For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. As the holidays approach, Shelby County leaders want to avoid the prospect of a Christmas day with no available hospital beds. And that is increasingly likely as the coronavirus spreads. To talk about a few of the proposed measures is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be with you.
Well, Otis, this week the Shelby County Commission heard the first reading of a new ordinance that would actually fine businesses that didn't follow health department guidelines, like capacity limits and keeping people masked. It would be a civil fine of $50 per violation. I guess the first question is, why aren't there fines already? I mean, we're 9 months into this pandemic. Why are we just now getting to this?
That's a good question, and we should have. I just think that the health department, which has a lot of authority in the face of this pandemic, has really had a problem trying to be a disperser of information, but also an enforcement agency. They have really stumbled a little bit when it came to enforcement. And maybe it's because they're just not used to it. But these are extraordinary times. And yes, this should have happened a long time ago. I'm glad it's happening now, because businesses need to adhere to these directives in order to stay open. It benefits them as well.
Well, so the Shelby County Commission seems to be divided on this issue, and the earliest it would pass anyway is in January. Do you think fines would be useful?
You know, money talks, Chris, and there is really no better way to get people to pay attention than with the possible loss of money. I don't understand that much the dissent coming from county commissioners. More than 700 lives have been lost here.
Well, another big issue coming up in January is the proposed reopening of Shelby County schools for in-person classes. A vast majority of teachers this week said that they're opposed to this. Even many parents want to keep their kids home. Two out of three students have opted to continue remotely. You know, for a lot of families, this is a really hard decision, and having class at home has been very disruptive for a lot of families. What's the biggest pitfall here for Superintendent Joris Ray and maybe even the school board itself going forward, whatever decision they make?
Well, they're going to have a very difficult decision to make one way or the other. Probably the biggest pitfall is that they go ahead and open classes and they don't have the teachers in the classrooms to teach. They don't have the substitutes to come in. And what you could have are students sitting in a classroom, perhaps with teachers teaching them remotely. I don't really know how that would work in every classroom. I think that Superintendent Ray, as well as I think he has handled this entire situation, he needs to rethink opening in January. The cases are going to be skyrocketing because of the cold weather and because of the ongoing surge, the holidays when people are not going to adhere to limited numbers, especially in their own families, because you can't police that. The superintendent and the school board need to rethink and do what the University of Memphis, where I am, is doing. We're planning to have online classes again in the next semester. I just think it's the way to go.
Well, this week I watched my recycling get picked up in the same truck with the regular garbage. And this is because we're starting to see many sanitation workers get sick with COVID. About a quarter of them are in isolation right now. And you know, this is a reminder to me who the essential workers really are during this time. I wonder, Otis, do you think that the government has a greater responsibility for its employees, being that they are supposed to set the example for, say, private businesses to follow?
Perhaps a little greater, because we're talking about public employees here whose work impacts all of us. And when you talk about sanitation workers and those who pick up our trash and our recyclables, extra care should have been given to making sure that they were well tested, that they were socially distancing and wearing their mask, even on the job. I'm not sure that that has been going on. And so Public Works, they need to do a better job of taking care of workers.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.